Right, listen up. Well, that's a big game today. There's three ways.
We had to leave and roll up on them girls, I'm afraid. I'm driving home with my chick on the low, I'm afraid. And when she did, I'm in a bend, it needs them high, I'm afraid. So call me some queen, your girl to be free, I'm afraid. And baby, don't be your girlfriend, I'm afraid. Please believe in me, that you can't try to be tough, don't make no problem, I'm afraid. I'm the now, if you're in a club with a bad chick, and she's looking at me, then I'm calling you. And if I was a chick, I'd try to quit. But I'm a girl, homie, so I have to hit it. While you're trying to drink in a club, acting like you in love, acting like you all club, we were switching on both. She's looking at you, and I walk by. You turn your head, she with her eye. I can't drop it, she's checking for a black and private guy. She be calling dad, and I be calling mommy. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. You know what that means? That means you love your chick. Don't bring it to the VIP. I might be with your chick. Just keeping it real. My neighbor is a player still. My neighbor will take a picture. My neighbor is better. My neighbor is a player. Cause I'm a player.
Welcome all to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We're getting ready to change it up. If you haven't been on the show in a while, if you are new to the show and you don't know what we do, here's what you guys don't recognize. Tonight we are back in T-Spot Studio. If you don't know what T-Spot Studio stands for, that's on you. You're going to learn tonight. We are butt-ass naked. Ain't no clothes on. Get yourself together. Get comfortable. Pour you a drink. I already got mine. You hear those ice cubes hit against that glass real quick. That's your boy, Big Bap. We finna turn up tonight. So let's go ahead and start it like this. I've had several conversations. And as we go into Pluto's retrograde differently for each sign, and I'm going to give you a couple of signs that I looked at, very specifically, because these three signs have been synonymous around me recently and as of late, and these have been people who've been influential heavily in my life. So I'm going to give you three signs that the Pluto retrograde is directly affecting heavily with people that deal with me. The first one is Aries, right? So when I look at the Aries, the retrograde for Pluto is most important because everything that you guys have ever believed in is getting ready to be questioned. Everything that you ever thought that you understood is about to be questioned. Everything that you ever opened up your imagination and your exploration to is about to be questioned. And as you go through and you question these things, there's going to be some things that are going to come back and you're going to be able to walk on that line and keep going. And then there's going to be some things that as you go through it, you're going to say, nah, bro, I don't want that no more in my life, and it's okay. That is what this retrograde is designed to do for you. Second is Pisces. The funniest thing about the Pisces Pluto retrograde is that it's going to affect every single relationship that the Pisces has. It's going to take into question every single relationship that the Pisces has. It's going to make it almost indubitably needed that the Pisces sits down and truly gets a complete understanding of who it is and how it wants to handle the relationships that it goes into. Last but not least, my sign, because I have a lot of Taurus friends that's in my circle. The biggest thing that's going to be affected in the Taurus circle is one thing specifically, and it's our goals and our expectations of our goals. A lot of beliefs that we've had in ourselves, a lot of dreams that we thought that we were going to take, now is the time to go. It's funny because I've said this plenty of times, and I've talked about it, and I talked about it, and I talked about it, and I talked about it. And I'm telling you right now, every single goal, every single vision, every single thing that you've ever put your hands on has the potential to be blessed, but you have to be steady and steadfast. You have to look at those things around you, and you need to be sharp in the answers and the decisions that you make, because those decisions come with heavy consequence and they bear major weight. I want to change pace a little bit today, because I was watching an interview a long time ago, and this interview was in the 80s, and it was an interview from the late Richard Pryor. And I'm always a believer in, if you want to get great accolades and great comments about yourself, go to your peers. Go to the people who are around you. And Paul Mooney got one of the greatest accolades that you can ever get from somebody who arguably, I believe, is the greatest comedian to ever walk the face of the earth, which is Richard Pryor. Said about Paul Mooney, he said, there is not a better writer of comedic material than Paul Mooney. He is the type of writer that even on set, in between twin breaks, he will hand you something that is so damn funny that it will be almost impossible for you to spit it out without laughing at the damn joke yourself. And that's exactly how Richard said it when I watched his interview. And so on today, at 5 o'clock this morning, Pacific Standard Time, we lost one of the heavyweights. We lost one of the greats. We lost a man who was unapologetically black. He didn't mend that fence for people. He didn't tear down that fence for people. He continued to be a black man in America, telling black jokes in America, pushing the black envelope in America. And as we come out of COVID, man, if we don't do anything, let's honor the legacy of Paul Mooney. Let's go out there and let's be unapologetic. Let's go out there, let's tell our truth. Let's tell our narrative. Because over the last 18 months, over the course of 40 years, over the course of 400 years, everybody else has wrote our story. Everybody has decided to tell us how great we could or how great we couldn't be. And it's not that we have an identity crisis, because I need people in America to understand black folks don't have an identity crisis. We're not confused. We're not uneducated. We're not illiterate. We're not second-tier citizens. We're not second-class citizens. We're not two-fourths, three-fourths, a-fourth, a-fifth of a human. We are the standard bearers. We are the epicenter of the universe. We are the totality. That is all things. If you choose to hold your head down and be any less than what those things are, then that's your fault. But I will not. I cannot. I won't not. I will not diversify myself to be any less than what I am, and that is a great black man. Not just an average black man, but a great black man. And I implore anyone standing next to me to be the same type of person. If you're going to stand up for something, understand what you're standing up for. And I tell people every day, I am putting the weight of the entire community on my shoulders every time I go out and I do anything. Not because I don't believe that we as a culture can't do it on our own, but I believe that if I'm not the standard bearer, then I'm allowing someone else to be the standard bearer, and you can't outstandard the standard better than I can stand it, I promise. Some of y'all didn't get that, and I'm not going to run that back for you. You just go listen to the replay on Spotify tomorrow and you catch up with that, because it's okay. So let's go ahead and get into what we got going on tonight, because that was the opening tonight. Y'all got your boy Big Bap by yourself, so like I said, we in T-Spot Studios, so if you are in a position where you can get butt-ass naked, please get butt-ass naked with me tonight. We're going back to the old days. We're going back to 2012 to 2015. We're going back to that spirit, that mode. Okay? Let's get completely naked. Let's get relaxed. Let's get our minds wrapped around the fact that we need to relax a little bit, because society is about to demand some things from us. Society is getting ready to say, we have to go back to work. Society is going to tell us we have to put our children back into the school system. Society is getting ready to tell us that we have to now accept some cultural norms that we may not be ready to accept. And we have to be able to go out here and transverse through all of these different situations that we're going to be put in front of. And some of us are not mentally ready. Some of us are not emotionally ready. Some of us are struggling right now to get ready for what tomorrow has to offer us. What is your standard? What do you believe in? Who are you? Who are you? What do you want? What do you desire? What do you desire? What's the most important thing to you? Because I can't make that decision for you. Are you ready? Are you going to get the COVID shot? Did you already get the COVID shot? Are you going to be a part of the protesters? Are you going to be a part of the people who put their names on petitions and fight? Regardless of what you're going to do, regardless of what the people around you are going to say that you need to stand up for or be a part of, the remaining factor of it is, it's your decision. You are not dedicated by no means to do anything that you don't want to do. Okay? Now, we are getting ready to take our first commercial break. And as we take the first commercial break, I want you guys to know I'm excited. I'll take a swig of this drink real quick so I can make my mouth a little wet so I can talk about this. I'm excited. We're getting ready to have Black History, World History in a moment. But one of the things that I am absolutely predicated on is being excited about the new direction that a lot of things are going in. What we're going on in right now with Big Bap and Friends and all of our different things is we are getting ready to have our first ever Luster Brunch. Now, I told everybody I was going to talk about it tonight on the show so they could get an understanding of what it was, because people were like, oh, you know, you just threw everything out there. We don't really know what it is. Why? Because we haven't done any events since COVID. So this is our first event back from COVID. So let me give you the breakdown for Luster Brunch. Luster Brunch starts at 10 a.m. It goes to 2. At 10 o'clock, we're going to open up the doors, and we're going to start off with a morning tea. So if you have the VIP ticket at 10 o'clock, you're going to be seated. You're going to be escorted into the area. You're going to be seated. You're going to start off with a good tea. And the VIPs will get to start off the day first. They're going to have some samples. They're going to have a few different things that they're going to be able to partake in. And then we're going to open up the doors for everybody else to come in. And then we're going to have a really, really good time. But there's two differences in the VIP ticket versus the regular ticket. Now, the regular ticket's going to get you mimosas and it's going to get you food. That's a standard brunch. All the beverages and everything that you want to have. The VIP ticket is going to include edibles and other drinks and other beverages. That's going to be included standard in the ticket. So if all you need is a mimosa and, you know, you can have a coffee or some water or whatever you want to have, hey, great, the $30 ticket's for you. But if you want to enjoy that day and you want to get really, really blasted and plastered and have a really good time, then come on in. Uppity Edibles got you, and we're going to really, really enjoy some really, really good treats. And I'm excited about this event. It's going to be sexy. As we begin to put the list together, I'm looking at the list now, and we have several beautiful ladies who have already purchased tickets who will be in the building. So, fellas, if you're looking at that, you're looking at that flyer right now on Eventbrite, and you see Luster Brunch up there. I'm telling you, sir, you want to be in the building. I promise you this is everything that you're going to want to be a part of. All right, so we're getting ready to play one of my favorite songs. It's not my favorite song, but because I've had so many people who've had birthdays this month and in the past 30 days, There's been several birthdays of very important people in my life. I just figured since we haven't done a birthday shout-out, let's go ahead and do a birthday song for everybody. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's your birthday, my God. Can't remember. They tell me what I do and who I do it for.
Thank you. Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, guys, I am about to read arguably one of the greatest tennis players of all time. So I just want to read this because there's a lot of information, so I'm going to skip around on some of this stuff, but I want to go over who he is because some people just think, oh, people talk great about this man's name, and they don't understand the lengthiness of his activities and the things that he's accomplished. Born July 10th, 1943. This guy was an American professional tennis player. He won 3 Grand Slam singles titles. He was the first black player ever selected to the United States Davis Cup team and the only black man ever to win singles titles at Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the Australian Open. He retired in 1980. He was ranked number one in the world by Harry Holtman in 1968 and by Lance Tingey of the Daily Telegraph and World Tennis Magazine in 1975. In the ATP computer rankings, and I'm doing air quotes for those of you who can't see me in the studio, he peaked at number 2 in May of 1976. In 1974, he released one of the sport's first instructional long tennis playing record titled Learn Tennis with His Name. We're going to get to his name in a minute because he's prominent. For beginners and advanced players, the album was co-produced by Richard B. Thompson. In 1975, he was awarded the inaugural ATP Player of the Year Award. In 1977, he received the ATP Sportsmanship Award, voted on by other players. In 1979, he received the ATP Comeback Player of the Year Award. He was also inducted into the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame. And commencement on the induction, the hall noted, he was certainly a hero of people of all ages, all races, and his legacy continues to touch the lives of many. In 1982, I want to skip that other stuff. In 1982, a center was made in his name. It was a multi-purpose complex, and it was built in Richmond, Virginia. It also hosts local sporting events and also concerts. One of the biggest things that I want to talk about when I talk about this guy, because I can keep going down his accolades. But I actually studied him, and I read a biography about him at one point. And one of the hardest things about Arthur Ashe is who we're talking about. One of the hardest things that this man told me in his biography when I read it was the struggle to teach other men that black men weren't to be feared, to be looked down on. And he did it with passion. He did it with vigor. He did it with empathy towards other people. And he said the reason why is because if they never met a great black person, they did when they met me. Not in the stance of, oh, I'm better, but someone who could actually take the time to articulate his desires, his needs, his wants, and his worth. In a time period of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, when black men typically weren't allowed to stand up for who they were, it was frowned upon. And I want you to understand, for those of you who don't understand Virginia to this day, to its core, is still a racist state. You can disagree with me in all of your group chats and backrooms and commentary, but to this day, Virginia is still
an overtly racist state. And in a state where it was death-defying to do the things that he's done, they still had the wherewithal to still recognize his legendary accomplishments. Because not only is it hard to make professional ranks of any sport, but it's even more difficult to win titles. Ask Charles Barkley, who never won a title. Ask Reggie Miller, who's never won a title. Ask all the football players who've never won a title. Ask all the great baseball players who've never won a title. Tennis is no different. And it's a single or two-player sport. And yet and still, time after time, day after day, year after year, this man continued to be great. This man continued to push the precipice of what greatness is supposed to look like. If you do not know who Arthur Ashe is, I would advise you to go read. I would advise you to go open up the history books. I would advise you to go watch YouTube videos and just to see how great he was in his day against the competition of his day. It is no different from today. The walls are going to be stacked against you. The books are going to be placed in ways that people are going to act like it's impervious to reading them. But the only thing that is stopping you from being a great man or woman is understanding, believing, and then standing on the platform of being great. There are a lot of people who believed they were great. But there were fewer people who took a drive to getting to greatness. And they're not the same. And they're not equal. Do not ever believe that being great is equal. There's no such thing as equality when you're trying to be great. There are things that greatness is measured by, and then there are things that transcend greatness. And in my eyes, whether it was sports or his impact in the community and the platforms that he continued to talk and speak out against social and racial injustice, not only in Virginia but in America and around the world, he stands paramount above so many things. I'm going to say something today, and it's going to offend some people. I liken Arthur Ashe to being not only the greatest tennis player to ever play the game outside of, to me, I think Serena Williams passed him, but that's, we're not going to argue semantics here, because I think Serena is arguably one of the greatest tennis players to ever play the game. I don't care, male or female. But I liken him to LeBron James. And here's why. Because I have this argument about who's the greatest player of all time. Skill-wise, Michael Jordan is the greatest player to ever play the game. But LeBron James is the greatest player of all time. And here's why I say this. In the midst of issue after issue after issue, whether you agreed with him or didn't, LeBron took a stance and showed you what he felt and what he believed in. You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to like him. You can call him the crying big baby, whatever. But he took an issue and he stuck with it. The reason why I don't give Michael Jordan that same credit and that same accolade is because when he had the opportunity to carry the league on his back and he had the ability, just a simple ability, to be the greatest man to ever live, he chose to be a man. He chose not to carry it on his back. And that, to me, doesn't make him a lesser man. But it makes me question the character. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You want to hear somebody say something? And you think they're talking about you, but you're not quite sure. You know what I'm saying?
But there ain't no way that could be talking about Zeus introducing the new members of the Sign of Peace. Small world from North Clip.
Back. So let's go ahead and get into what our favorite part of the day is. And y'all know what it is. This is my favorite segment. This is y'all's favorite segment. What day it is. So let's get into it. Let's have a little bit of fun. So the first day of today is, let's get into it. Let's do this. Let's act like we're doing this. So today is National May Ray Day. I don't know what that is. Production manager, before we go to break, make sure I know what Ray Day is, because I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it before. That's That's a new one. I'm actually curious on this one. So give me a little factual information, and I'll come back to that one. Today is also National Devil's Food Cake Day. Now, I'm not a big sweet fan, but I do know a couple of people who can make a mean devil's food cake. So I'm listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get me a fork. I will take a bite if yours is good. If you suck, now I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna spit it at you, and I'm gonna tell your mama to take your kitchen bandana away from you. All right. Today is also Emergency Medical Service for Children's Day. Okay. Emergency Medical Services for Children. That's a lot of words. I'm gonna need y'all to work on how y'all write some of these out, because like I don't want to say this many words when I'm trying to talk. And they long words, and they got multiple different worded syllables. So I don't like working that hard. So I know we respect the kids, but I'm going to need y'all a little bit better on that one. Like, I need my tongue not to be over here feeling like it's doing 1,000 giggle pops over here. Like, y'all got a brother working hard. National Juice Slush Day. National Juice Slush Day. Is it National Juice Slushy Day? Like, I don't know, Juice Slush Day. Like, I would just say it's National Slushies Made from Natural Juices Day. I don't know. But y'all got to do better with how y'all write some of these out. Also, Tuesday, May the 18th, we had National Visit Your Relatives Day. Yeah, I'm good on that one. National No Dirty Dishes Day. That's my day. Yesterday should have been my day. National Cheese Souffle Day, messed up. And then National HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. Okay, let's do that as well. But let's talk about a day that's important to me, tomorrow. If you guys don't know what May 20th is, May 20th is a day that I started years ago. If you know me as Mr. Sexy. I have been calling myself Sexy for a long time, and we are getting ready to do something new with Sexy. So we started a trend called National Sexy People Day, and we're bringing it back, and we're going to start it with this year. Well, we never really let it go, but this is we're getting ready. This is going to be the last year that we keep it as low-key of a day as it is. Starting next year, whatever day May 20th falls on, we're going to have International Sexy People Day, okay? We are going to put out some rules on how you can enter to be Mr. or Mrs. International Sexy Person, and we will allow people to enter, and then with that, when that entrance is done, we will have a celebration. We will have some type of pageantry situation to crown Mr. and Mrs. International Sexy Person. So if there's anybody that you would like to nominate, please go ahead and get that information ready, because we will be putting that out here over the next couple of weeks. So I'll give you all the details over the next couple of weeks on how you can enter and how you can participate in that. And on May 20th of next year, we will be having a whole spectacle event to crown and celebrate International Sexy People Day, because I am a believer in the second definition of sexy. So I please advise you all to go read that, okay? All right, so let's get to the next part of today. And here we go. Okay, so National Ray Day. Let me get y'all what National Ray Day means, because I didn't know what it means. And the production manager pulled it up, so I want to go ahead and get this out here. So National May Ray Day is, if your name is Ray, or Ray, R-A-E, giving everyone permission to call you, well, Ray, it's National May Ray Day. The idea is everyone may call you Ray on this day instead of Hey You. Or maybe Rays sometimes get called sweethearts or not so nice things. This holiday is all about getting out into the sunshine and saying, you can call me Ray. Okay, that's a lot going on with that, but okay. Happy May Ray Day to those who want to be called May, Ray, or Day, whatever. I'm sorry. That's a lot. I try, but that's a lot. So we're going to get into the birthdays because they just kind of messed me up with that one. So let's go. All right. So May 17th birthdays, we have Candy Barris, Arden Ray Leonard, Tony Parker, Hill Harper, DJ Academic. Shout out to the May 17th Tauruses that's out there. May 18th, Reggie Jackson, Rob Bass, Danik Young, Nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy is funny. I don't think he get as much credit as I think he should get, but you know, that's cool as well. And then today, oh my God, it's my boo's birthday, Grace Jones. I don't care what nobody say, I love Grace Jones. Attitude, personality, just everything about Grace Jones just says I fucking love Grace Jones. If you don't know who Grace Jones is, you need to go back and listen to music, watch movies, look at modeling. Grace Jones was just a fire, was just a work of art. Grace Jones was art. And if you don't understand that, then you don't deserve to understand or be able to call yourself a Renaissance person or believe in art as it is. We also got Yo Gotti, Michael Che, Malcolm X. Shout out to Mr. X. Like, y'all don't understand. I love Malcolm. And not because of the reasons why a lot of people love Malcolm, but I love Malcolm because of his dedication to reading. I am an avid believer in reading. I'm a believer in reading books, dictionaries, thesauruses. I'm a believer in going and spending hours in a library or a bookstore and just taking out a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just kicking up your feet and just sitting back and enjoying a good book in peace and quiet. And Malcolm X was one of the first to really encourage Black men to really, really, really get back heavy into reading. And I'm not saying that there wasn't other great scholars out there, but from a social platform, he really took on advocating reading. When you go back and you look at some of the things that he did coming out of prison, what he did with the Nation of Islam and things like that, it was about the education of the Black mind. And I'm a believer in that, and I'm always going to push and thrive for that message. All right? We also have Mr. Kevin Garnett and Mario Chalmers. Yeah, there's so much I can say about sports because I'm a sports junkie. But, again, like I said, this list is filled with some greats, not just because I say because they're Tauruses, but just because, I mean, like, these are some really great people, the things that they've accomplished on this list, especially primarily being Black people. We just got to celebrate our great, rich cultural history. And I think so many people forget that from a cultural standpoint that we have been very impactful in this nation, and you can't discredit yourself or your culture in anything that you do. You know, it's not about taking anything away from any people, but it is what it is. Oh, and correction, there was a typo from the list that I was given. The name should have been Sugar Ray Leonard for the 17th birthday, so please correct me. That was a misread by me. We're not perfect. We do make mistakes, so let's make sure we correct that. Sugar Ray Leonard's birthday was May the 17th. I think I was looking at two different things. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
They don't dance no more. They don't dance no more.
Fucking low, song free, keep covers, man, under the reuse of
You know, I was having a conversation with the production manager and this morning, and one of the conversations that we were talking about is just legendary greats. And we have, before we get into our interview, there's a person that I'm forced to talk about today when I do Black People Are Dope. And I don't really have to go down the list of his accolades because when I talked about this person this morning, I really separated them. Like, and I did, and I didn't have a choice. And if you are my age and older, you understand what I'm about to say. I listened to Ricky Smiley in the morning. I love Ricky Smiley in the morning. I would put Ricky number two on my list, just for morning talk shows. Number three on that list, I would probably go Michael Baisden, earlier days show. I don't know what he's doing now, but back in the day when he was highly syndicated, I'd go Michael Baisden third. And then I would probably go Steve Harvey fourth. We're just naming Black hosts for syndicated shows. But in my mind, in my generation of growing up, the greatest talk show morning host ever was Tom Joyner. Like, he set the bar for me. Everything that I do now when it comes to podcasts, my inspiration has always been, would Tom Joyner look at this and say it was great or was it a dud? And you don't have to agree with my assessment. You can have a different opinion. And I tell people I don't often like to rank things, but when I do, I really take the time to think about who it is. And when I think about Tom Joyner, when I look at what he did with music, with actors, with entertainment, with his scholarship program, with doing his Fantastic Voyage cruise, his philanthropy, everything that he has done with that platform given to him, that was one of the people that I can honestly tell you that I truly inspired to be like when it came to building my platform. I wanted to educate Black America. I wanted to help give Black America a platform. I wanted to start in regions where nobody knew people. I didn't want to go out there and get top-of-the-line A-list celebrities. I wanted to take people that nobody even thought about and or gave a chance or absolutely just wrote off. not because those people don't have skills, those people don't have gifts, and those people don't have talent, but it's because nobody was looking, because they might have just didn't have that je ne sais quoi that everybody's looking for in white America, and it's okay. But in the America that I live in, I come across great, great, ambitious, well-driven, well-spoken, well-articulated professionals all over this globe, not just in America, but all over the globe. And as we set forth in season four, our goal is to start having live shows. My goal is to begin to bring those people to your cities, your homes, your towns, and truly let you get a daily taste of what who some of these people are. Because we have to open the door for one another. We have to be the ones that says, I'm going to lock arms with you, and as you fight, I fight. We have to begin to circulate the dollar 13, 14, 15, 20 times within our community so we can build economic wealth. We have to begin to empower each other more than just going to the Shake the Booty Club and the OnlyFans and the traps and the whatever. And it's not saying that those are the only things that we do, but we have to change the narrative. We have to put topics on TV and in radio and in social platforms so people can see that we're more than just a party. Don't get me wrong. We love the party, baby. Listen, I'm going to Cooler Fest in a couple of weeks, and I got Lester Brunch, so we're going to turn up. But in the meantime and in between time, how are we reaching the kids? How are we coaching? How are we mentoring? What are we doing? Is my focus, that is my drive, that is my mission statement for Big Bap and Friends. That has always been the platform behind what I do. When I host an event, it is to give people an opportunity to do something that they have never done, that they've never thought possible and imaginable. Even though they have dreams of their own grandeur, I am a believer in setting people up to be greater than they possibly thought was possible. Because somebody believed in me. Somebody took a chance on me. Somebody said, he's too good to fail. Oh, trust me, I should have been left a few times. There's a few times when the choices could have easily been the wrong choice. But that's not what we are about. That's not who we are, and that's not what we do. And as much as people don't want to see good in you, you have to give them a reason to find great in you. Not good, but find great. Because a lot of people aren't looking for good anymore. They're looking for great. So without further ado, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I am about to bring a young lady to the mic that has blessed me in so many ways. She doesn't even know it. We're going to talk about those things tonight. But before we get all sentimental about some things, I want to see how that ass be vibrating.
By the way, look, I think I need a cup of cafe and it is drinking. Yeah, I'm on need. Yeah. The hoe got something vibrating in the coochie. Thank you.
Let's just lay down. Share some time, you know. Laugh, joke.
Around five, I'm getting back to you, cause you were on my mind. I wanna know, could I see you tonight? If you can't, I'll understand. Ain't gonna front, wanna take your hand and show you, baby, that I'm sincere. I want you to be
okay, I guess the studio didn't want y'all ass to be vibrating, because literally I think we got a ghost in the damn studio. It literally changed the song in the middle of the song. I didn't do that. The production manager didn't do that. So, Ashley, I don't know what type of energy that you are bringing to the show, but I guess they want us to twerk a little bit and fall in love. So we're going to bring my girl Ashley Nikki to the stage. Welcome, y'all. Y'all give her a good round of applause. Miss Ashley Nikki, welcome to the Big Bapper Friends Show, my love. What's good, Shawty?
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, because you know I get emotional.
So do I. And you know, well, I'm goofy.
We got to catch up, because it's been a minute, man. The last time I haven't seen you. We haven't done really anything together since Body Empowerment.
The Empowerment. Yes, you're absolutely right.
So before
yeah, it's been too long.
Okay, so because before we go into that, because a lot of people don't know, coming up this upcoming February, we are bringing Body Empowerment back. That is a February event. But how was your experience with that?
It was, honestly, it was awesome, only because, like, you know, now, shoot, in a society, like, people are judging people by the way their body is, you know, the way it's shaped. Everyone's trying to get fit. Everyone wants to look a certain way, whether it's for themselves or for someone else, or to feel accepted, even going down to young girls. Looking at how they, you know, look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, holding their stomach and, you know, seeing how fat or thin that they are. Like, that, your event there, it was awesome. My first time speaking in front of amazing, beautiful women of all shapes and sizes. And I love that you wanted to celebrate that and getting everybody, you know, vulnerable, you know?
You know, the craziest part was that event wasn't designed just for women. It just happened to turn into
women.
like when I set it in, I really set that event up to really be all inclusive, and
right.
the men didn't take to it as well, and it was okay because I wasn't mad at the men for not taking well to it, but. You ladies showed up and did a great time, and you spoke. Was that your first time doing a major speaking engagement?
Yes, it actually was, and I was so nervous. And it's like for me, it's no problem for me to, you know, coach, teach somebody a drill or, you know what I mean? It's nothing for me to go out and do that. So it was good practice for me and just, you know, putting me in a different space. Like, yeah, I can do this, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, you really touched some people that day. You made several people cry. So I just want to let you know
yeah.
that a few people who you didn't personally know came back to me, and they was like, I don't know who that girl is, but I really liked her. Several people asked for your information after that. So I was satisfied mm-hmm. that it delivered what I wanted it to do, which was bring recognition to you and what you do. And that's the reason why I wanted to bring you on the show tonight, because this month on our show, we're celebrating people in wellness and health activities. And what mm-hmm. you do definitely qualifies in that area. So for a little background, give a people a Because you do a multitude and a plethora of things. I follow you personally, so I know you a little bit. But tell the people briefly some of the different variables of things that you cover.
Well, okay. I am a coach, assistant coach at the Benjamin School for high school. I'm dealing with the sprinters and the hurdlers, and I'm also a personal trainer. And I can come to you, you come to me, wherever there's room, we will train. It does not matter. I am also a dance class instructor where we just learn choreography, but also burn while we learn. And I also train the youth as well, whether it be middle school, high school, with sports-specific training. Currently, I'm doing training with a baseball and football player. They also plan to run track. So that's also within my realm of what I do. That's pretty much about it. Yeah, I think I've covered everything.
So let's talk about this personal training thing, because I think people need to hear the story, because I know it a little bit. I've been around. I've watched you and got to hear your story a little bit. But how did that evolve? How did you morph into getting into the personal training to where you are today?
Well, one, like, it started in, I was at SAU and I was running track. I had got pregnant and I was like, okay, crap, now what am I going to do? Lose my scholarship, et cetera, et cetera. And I was always interested in the body, and I was going to school for, exercise science. But once I had my first son, I was like, okay, I got to do something. And I've always been good with my hands, so I got a massage. After massage, I'm like, okay, well, what else ties into this? Fitness. I've always been an athlete. I've always liked to help people make themselves feel good about themselves. So I was like, well, everyone's wanting to get into fitness. I know about fitness. Let me go about this the right way and help, people out there. And my mom was one of the main people that came to me and was like, you have to help me, Ash. And, I'm not feeling good about myself, and I need you. So that's when I was like, okay, let's do this. And then I wanted to kind of switch it around, because for most people, working out, exercising, all of that jazz, it feels like a chore. So I wanted to try to create it to make it, more fun, just switch it up a little bit, because it can get mundane and like, I'm tired of doing this every day, blase, blase. So I went and made a routine to Silento's Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay. And I should have went about doing it on YouTube first, then, share it to Facebook, but either or, it doesn't matter to me. I shared it on Facebook, and it got over 4 million views on Facebook. And I was surprised about, with all the love people were, supporting me with, everything. I didn't know it touched so many people. And I was like, I want to continue to do this. I want to ignite, even if someone else wants to go into coaching, training, any type of wellness, into helping somebody. Like, this is my passion, and I've been learning and researching every day with new different things to, improve on myself and help others with. So, yeah.
in your journey, you talked about being pregnant, and how mm-hmm. did, working out and physical activity, how did that help you go through your pregnancy? But more importantly, how did it help you recover from pregnancy?
Knowing how my mind worked, and people that know me, I can't sit still for nothing. So I don't care what music's playing, I'm going to dance. I don't care where I am, I'm going to dance. But I needed to get out of that, okay, I'm a mom now, and I gotta, set back, and kids come first. I mean, yes, they come first, but if you don't have the energy that you need to wake up and do for your kids and yourself, then what are you going to do? You know, you exercising gives me energy. I had to, like, learn how to not so much, oh, my God, I got to get rid of this weight. It's just for me to get back healthy. But then I saw, like, the change, how quickly it was coming. And I'm like, okay, like, we can do this. I can show others how to do this. You can't let one thing set you back. And I know it's easier to say than do, but you gotta keep going. I put something on Facebook today, I believe, and I said, so, you know, so it's okay to rest, you know what I'm saying? But, like, don't stop. Whatever it is, don't stop. Don't give up on your dream. You know, keep going. Keep going. And that's all I was thinking about.
So COVID hit, and COVID hit us hard. How did COVID impact your business and what it is that you do as far as teaching kids and teaching high school and personal training and the now limited capacity that you could have? Mm-hmm. How did that affect you?
It actually, at first I was thinking, oh, God, this is going to be horrible, a hard hit for, like, everybody. But on the flip side, it actually brought out a tougher mentality for me and to think of different ways to help people or, you know, get my platform out there, you know. And it helped me out a lot. It really, really did. And for others that are, you know, that train in West Palm Beach County, period, it might have, you know, they've already had their, I guess, their peak in their career, as you could say. But I'm just learning. I'm starting out. And it made me want to go even harder, not just for myself, but for everybody out there, whether they don't even know about me yet or whether they have heard about me, but they just don't know that, you know, yes, okay, I need to do this. I need to get this mentality going, blase, blase. But it brought such a tougher mentality out, and I'm still using it every day to get where I need to go, to help somebody, another youth, whatever, to get where they need to be. So it might be kind of weird to say for some, but I'm thankful COVID happened. I know there have been deaths, but on a different note, it brought out a different side of me that I didn't think I had. So I'll end with that.
Hey, listen, we all bring out different sides of different things that we love to do, that we try to do, that we, you know, bring into ourselves.
Right.
But when you do your fitness, right? Because you said West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that you love to incorporate the elements of earth in your workouts. So being outside, mm-hmm. using the parks, the gyms, the beach, the different things. What made you break the norm of just being in a hard structured building and being outside? What was the key to that for you?
Well, one, I am a Taurus. I am an earth sign. So, but anywho, I like nature. I feel when I'm working out, I feel better. And, like, I don't know, it brings out the best in me, for me. Some people don't like to use the gym because they feel like they're being watched, or, oh my God, her form is wrong, or any of that matter. You know what I mean? Some people just feel uncomfortable. So I like to bring in nature only because it's a stress reliever for some people. I go to the beach. Sometimes they have beach workouts. We use the bridge. I use the park. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, my fat ass ain't going in no gym. My fat ass ain't going in no. As a Taurus, I'm going to be outside. I'm going to put my feet on the ground.
In the ground, you better believe it.
Because, like, I don't think people, like, earth signs, and I don't recall what your sign is.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus. My birthday was May 10th. Just turned 36.
Listen, tourists just turn up. Like, we out here. But people don't understand that Taurus is. And I'm glad that you are a Taurus, because I couldn't remember. I knew you was an earth sign. I just didn't remember which one. Because, people don't know we know each other, but me and you almost never spend any time together.
Right.
It's crazy because me and you will talk. Like, we spend 14, 15, 16 hours a day together when we get around each other, and people don't realize I might see you once every 6 months to a year, really, because we move in the same circle, but we move outside of the same circle a lot at the same time because we're very busy and productive people, and I love being around busy and productive people. But it's one of those things when I look at you and I look at the work that you put in, I look at the dedication that you've had to your passion, and even with dance, because a lot of people don't know that dance is still a form of you as well.
Definitely.
When you dance, when you go out to different things, and being from South Florida, you party with a eclectic group of people. What's typically your style of music or your energy that you really want to be around when you go out and dance, or when you're teaching dance or instructing dance? Like, what's your go-to, and then what are just your overall loves of music?
My go-to, like, if I'm out and about, I love hearing soca, dancehall, reggae, afro beats. That's my go-to. I don't have to have a drink. I can be on a bottle of water. That will take me to the island, and I will just let loose and be free. I don't care who's watching. I don't care if it's the latest dance move or not. I'm going to be in my own world, and it just takes me there. When I'm teaching choreography, everyone, you know, we like to twerk. You know, I can twerk. I don't do all the time, like, but I like to twerk. But it's not my go-to. I like to pop lock, and I like to hear crumpin' music. I like to hear music that's going to make me feel something. You know, y'all can have all the city girls and all of that. I'm good. It'll be nice for the first 10 seconds of when the beat drops, but all right, I'm done. What's next song? You know, that I want to feel something, because at the same time, I need a catharsis. That's my thing.
See, that's like me. I tell people all the time, my music selection is eclectic. Like, I can wake up in the morning and be on some Pastor Troy, vice versa. And then by lunchtime, I'm listening to Floetry. And then by lunch, I'm on some classical. And then by dinner time, you know, I don't even know where I'm at. I can be listening to some Prince or some Mahalia Jackson. Like, I'm just all over the place when it comes to music. But I'm like you. If I don't feel it, if I put on a song and literally if my energy doesn't take to that song when I hear it, I'll automatically skip to the next song. And it can be one of my favorite songs. But if I'm not in that mood at that moment, if it's not there, if it's not giving me that pulse, and I get that from you. When I watch your workout videos, and we're gonna get the information out there for the people to follow you. But when I watch your workout videos, that's one of the first things that I notice, like the energy that you bring to the songs itself already have energy, but it's like once you see you, it's like that energy go from like 100 to like a million in like 2.2 seconds. Like it's over. And that a lot of people can't
do that.
And that's what I enjoy. It's like when like the first time I watched your video, and this is why I can tell you, I knew your video was going to go big and go viral instantly. And I wasn't one of those ones who jumped in your inbox and was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I didn't have to do that, 'cause I already knew what you were going to do. But when I watched the video, the very first thing that I said to myself is, oh, shit, I got to watch that again and do it.
That's what's up. That's the reaction that I wanted. That's what I wanted.
That was literally the first thing out of my mouth. I have to watch that again. And I have to do it. And I did it. I almost killed myself. Because y'all don't know. This girl crazy, y'all. listen, y'all don't know Ashley like I know Ashley, and I love my boo, but Ashley she be doing some stuff sometimes that be a little complicated. And if you fat, it's not gonna work. Like, don't get me wrong.
We got modified for you. Don't worry. We got modified steps.
Oh, I'm happy. Look, I done came down 10 pounds. I weighed myself today. I done came down 10 pounds, and I have 26 pounds to go, and that's my goal for December. But, and one of the people who encouraged me to work out was you, because I don't do gyms anymore. I've never done gyms. I don't like gyms, but. When we did body empowerment, one of the things what happened was the goal was to come out of body empowerment and go into really getting a fitness regimen going. And what happened was life happened. Like you said,
right.
My wife got pregnant. We, you know, got married, had a baby.
Yeah.
COVID happened.
Yes.
Sickness happened. Family issues happened. All types of things happened. And so it's
right.
One of those things where, like, literally within, like, the last 90 days, as a family, we really just got back into our workout regimen. You know, literally a two-year hiatus from working out, you're going to get fat. And,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
So it's like, but now that we're getting back into that regimen, now that life has slowed down, now that we have that more wherewithal, you know, one of the biggest things that we wanted to kick back off going into the summer and going forward is helping people understand if you don't feel healthy, you can't feel happy. I'm a believer in that.
Oh, that most definitely.
You know, like,
it goes hand in hand.
Like, because people think that, oh, you can't work out and not still have depression. You can still work out and be depressed. You can still work
out
and be sad. You can still work out and go through all the things that you go through. But it's just, to me, I feel like it's something about when you get up in the morning and you go for an early morning run or you do an early morning workout or you do something, it's something about those endorphins that get released that just, it puts you in a better
mood. It does. It puts you in a better mood. And it sets the tone for the day, you know? It really, really does.
So you say you have kids. How do you incorporate, you know, because I'm always curious with people who, you know, independently work and do independent things like this. How do you incorporate the activities and the different things that you get in from a professional standpoint? How do you incorporate that with being a mom, and how do you involve your children in those things?
Well, most of the time, like, I hate being away, but my son, he does understand. Mom, you have another session. I'm like, yes, I do. And then sometimes he'll come with. He'll help me record. Sometimes we'll stay after the session is done, and we'll do a little something because he plays football last year, and he likes it, likes the camaraderie. And I just try to just make sure I instill, you know, trying to choose healthy choices. Yes, he's still a kid, so I'm not strict on him. It's not like I have him on a diet plan or anything like that. I hate the word diet. I really do. I hate it. But
I do too.
Like, you know, I try to just instill in him, hey, any sports you want to play, you know, anything you're interested in, just to get him active, get him moving, just telling him how important it is to be active, you know. And they love it. They love what I do. They see how it helps people, and I'm glad that they support me with it as well.
Oh man, listen, your support system and your support team is amazing. I like I said, I love sitting back watching people from afar, and like I said. And I watch you. And I mean, I watch a lot of people, and a lot of people think I'm weird, but like I tell people, my number one thing to do is I'm a warrior. I like to watch. Like, I can watch almost anything. There's a few things that I can't watch. Like, I don't do blood. I don't do needles. Those are pretty much the two things, like, I'm not even going to even give it a second thought. I'm going to probably pass out. Like, you really don't even have to watch me, really worry about me watching it, because I'm going to be on the ground getting smelling stuff.
Oh,
but that's different. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. That's my business. Y'all ain't got to Don't laugh at Big Dick. We getting to know Ashley tonight. But when you watch a person from afar, and then you get to meet them and you get to know them, because like I tell people, like we have so many mutual friends, Crystal Bella, Chanel, Anthony Gregory, like we Abasi, we've known so many similar people over the years. But it's one of those things when I watch you, though, even though like you're around that crowd of just great people who are inspiring, because people who don't personally know the names that I'm naming, these are great individuals in their own right in Palm Beach County.
Yes, definitely. Oh, my God.
But when I watch you, work, your vibe and your energy and what you do is so significantly different. Like, you don't do anything, in my opinion, that looks like a person attempting to fit in. How hard in your lifetime has it been for you to walk a path of 36 years of saying, this is what I want to do, this is how I'm going to do it? Like, how much kickback do you get with that? Because I know as a woman, a lot of times we have these predefined notions that we have to follow in. And so how do you balance that life, if you want to say?
For the most part, like, I haven't always thought, like, oh, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about me and whatnot. I'm at that point now, but it took a while to get me there. It really, really did. I always, I used to be in the church, and I didn't want to post certain things, say certain things, do certain things, wear certain things. But as I got older, I'm like, I'm my own person. I know my personality. I know where I want to go. I know where I want to be and do, et cetera. So, with that being said, if I'm comfortable within my skin, myself, Ashley Nicole Davis, okay, I'm going to do what I want to do with no apologies. If you don't like it, exit stage left. It's totally fine. Energy right now is on another level. I'm trying to attack positivity and success. That's all I want to be around. So at the end of the day, I can't sit around and think about, oh, dang, if I wear this, they're going to say this. And if I do this, I don't have time to worry about that. I want to meet new people. I want to network. And sometimes I might have to go out of my comfort zone in order to do those things. But I'm willing to, because that's what I want to do.
You know,
and
I shared a picture.
It is what it is.
I shared a picture earlier this month to let everybody know that you was going to be on the show later on in the month. And it's literally my favorite picture of you. It's the picture of you presenting at Body Empowerment. But it's the shirt for me. Like, you know how people say it's something for me, and, all the girls been saying that statement. Well, for me, it was the shirt for me. It's literally, when you wear that shirt, like, I want to walk beside you and, like, be like your entourage, because it's the shirt for me. Tell the audience what that shirt says, because it's literally the shirt.
I really thought it was perfect, too, for that. Okay. So, funny thing, my boyfriend, he actually bought that for me. He was like, you like this? I said, oh, my God, I love it. So he got it. And for me, it's like the shirt basically says, I have no tits. Again, everyone's worried about what they look like, what's attractive, what men find attractive, et cetera. Who cares? Do you, boo. Do you. And I don't have big breasts. I don't. They good enough. They good enough. So he love them. He loves them.
Look, you got a baby out the situation, right?
you feel me? So, hey. But like,
so, somebody was in the show.
Yeah, and I thought it was perfect.
And it was.
I still recycle the top, Don. I still recycle it. I still wear it.
Listen. You should have bought like 30 of them bitches. I promise you.
I need them in all colors.
All colors, all shapes, all size. Like, because That shirt, when I saw that, and I'm not going to lie, when you got off the car and I saw that shirt, I was like, that screams body empowerment. Like, if you didn't do anything else, if you didn't even present that day, that shirt was enough for me. I love that shirt. And I tell people all the time, it takes a special type of individual to be confident and to be certified in who they are. And I'm so happy that you are, because a lot of, you know, even myself, I tell people all the time, and they think I'm lying when I say these two things. Number one, I'm shy.
Yeah,
most people don't believe me. I'm shy. And two, I have a fear and a phobia of large crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And even my wife, she goes, "What? You all the things you've done?" I'm like, "Man, if you don't know me, you don't know the panic sometimes that is in my face and in my heartbeat when I'm doing certain things, but I am a believer in I can conquer anything, that I can accomplish anything." And so I still go out there and I do it, whether I succeed or whether I bomb. But it's a belief in myself that I can look back and say that I've accomplished something. You know, like I was talking to one of my business partners just literally today about this, and they was asking me, how did I feel about, you know, Luster Brunch that we have coming up? And I said, I don't care if no one shows up. It's the fact of doing it. When we did Body Empowerment, I think what we had a grand total of 15 people in the room.
Right.
Like, that might have been the max. But when I tell you, almost everybody that day cried.
Yep.
Like, I'm talking about, like, not cry because I don't like people and not cry because I'm angry, but we opened up some things in that. Like, you know, Portia. I mean, look at what Portia turned into after that event.
Exactly. Like, a fucking excuse my language, but a fucking butterfly. Like, total metamorphosis, and I loved seeing that, and I was so happy that she got out of that shell. Nothing's wrong with being in a shell. I don't want to say that, but like, for her, just because of what she's into now, like she's into wellness. She's a wellness coach, so you know, she had to come. You know, like this, I loved it. I love it. I'm so proud of her.
Like, her team, Body Empowerment to today, exponentially.
Definitely.
And I'm proud of her. And I'm happy. You know, and that's what I'm happy. I mean, we look at Chanel. Chanel moved up to Atlanta. She expanded her territory.
Yep.
She's taken off. You know, we look at a couple of girls who showed up to the event. They're now, they're models. They're models and doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, photography and different events. You know, some people who didn't think that they were beautiful when they got the pictures back, you know, they expressed. But I did those things, and I continue to do those things is because the people around me inspire me. And it was crazy because it wasn't an event that I thought of. And I always wanted to tell you this because I never got a chance to tell you this, and I wanted to be the first to tell you. That event was not my inspired event. But when the event was presented to me, you were the first person I thought about.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. The day it was presented to me, I called you immediately and I booked you. And I didn't do it because I was like, because like people do things because they want to manipulate, but I just saw, every time that I've ever been around you, you have been one of the most beautiful spirits I've ever met in my life. And
that means, thank you.
it's hard for me to get enamored by people, but you enamored me. Not from a sense of, I want to date you, or I wanted to be in a relationship. None of those things matter to me. To see the glow of a person, to see a person say in spite of, to see you come back from injuries, to see you working out with a full brace on your leg and to continue to push and to, you know, when, you know, when you didn't have a vehicle and you were still finding ways to get places and still help people. Like, I'm watching a young lady go through all types of things and don't have an excuse or a reason why she can't. And that's why I said, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's been a journey.
It's a journey.
And it still is.
It's a journey. It's a journey. And it still is. And you have millions and millions and millions of more people to touch. And I hope that if anything, that the people that are listening tonight, once we give out your information, I hope they follow you. I hope they reach out to you and use your services. Not because I get anything out of it. Hell, she didn't. She was nervous as hell when I inboxed. I was like, hey, you know, I want you to come
there
on the show. She was like, me? Little old me?
Sure the hell was. Oh, my God.
But I'm really grateful. But if I'm going to put anybody on these platforms, I want to put people on these platforms who their heart is there. Their mind is there. Their reason for doing it is love. And your reason for doing it is not only love for self, but love for people, wanting to see growth in people. And there is no other person that I would bestow that honor of saying, I know she lives that life, and not be a part of their life. But I know you do it because I watch it day in and day out. You rarely post pictures of you. You post pictures of you working out. But when you go out and you post pictures for people who don't follow you, it's your youth. It's your son. It's your family. It's your friends. It's your parents. It's your cousins. Mm-hmm. It's not really about you. Like, you put you out there because you have to put you out there, but you don't put you out there to sell you. You don't put you out. You don't pimp yourself.
No.
There's no pimping of you, and I love it. It is so inspiring to see someone do something for the love. And even with your prices could be so much more, but you do it because you still want to be affordable to the people in your community. And I applaud you and I commend
definitely,
you.
Definitely. It should start here first. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to cheat anybody. I want everybody to have access. That's all. That is it. Whether it's we can train one day a week, whatever your schedule may be, but it's also up to you on those other days that we don't see each other, that you got to put the work in as well without me being there, you know?
So do me a favor real quick for our audience, because we're getting towards the end of the show. For our audience that is listening, how can we follow you?
Okay, well, on Facebook, I am Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, the regular way, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Davis, Ashley Nikki Davis. And I also have my page, Get YOLO Fit with Nick, with two Ks. And Instagram, it's at Get YOLO Fit with Nick as well. May 27th at 6:30, a dance fitness class. It's going to be in Lake Park at the Foundation V, owned by Vantrese Studevant. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be learning some choreography. We're going to have a nice vibe. Energy is going to be on 10, okay? I need you guys to have your energy, a can-do attitude. There's a no-judgment zone. We're going to learn. And we're going to burn, okay? $10.
Okay.
6:30 p.m.
Ooh. Now, what day is that on?
That is a Thursday, May 27th, 6:30 p.m.
Oh, man, if I was in town, I'd be there, but I'll be in North Carolina that day. I'll be, my schedule just got crazy. Like, COVID ended, and I'm trying to get back out here in these streets, and like
that's
my schedule's picking up. That week I got the 25th I'll be in Tennessee. Then that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday I'll be in North Carolina. Then that Saturday I'll be back here. Sunday we got Cooler Fest. You going?
Oh yep, I will be there.
Okay, and then that Monday we got Luster Brunch down in Boca. So you already know how my team do. So you know we're gonna have the drinks on deck. If they get the VIP ticket, they get the edibles, and you know, listen, you
ooh,
know. Ashley, tell them mine is certified, right?
Certified.
Baby, listen, that's the body of power. People was like, I don't know how I got home. So
they were great. They were delicious. They were great. Perfect.
So do me a favor. After we get off of here, just so I can have all the information correctly, inbox me all the different ways to follow you, so that way we can make sure that we put it up with the correct spelling on our page, so that way anybody who wants to follow you can, because I am a believer in making sure that people get great resources, and you are a great resource. And the thing about you that I love is not only will you do local, but if the things are right and everything lines up in the right perspective, you will travel and go work with people. That is, paramount, because not everybody can come to you. And I'm a believer when you find people who are willing to help and reach people wherever they can and however they can, making sure that people have access to that resource. So
definitely,
please do that, because there are so many people out there who are struggling with body positivity. You know, I look at this and through COVID, I'm saying this for me, because this is what I did, and I know Tauruses, we can be sensitive people.
Yes.
People don't understand how sensitive we can be. But I took during COVID an opportunity to really open up at my eyes and look at other people, because Tauruses get tunnel vision. Like, we'll close ourselves completely off to the earth and just go walking and not see nothing. I opened up myself to let myself really look at the world around me, and a lot of people are really struggling with body positivity. And it doesn't matter whether they're skinny, whether they're fat, whether they're tall, whether they're short, whether they're white, black, Asian, whether they're transsexual, whether they're transgender, whether they're heterosexual.
Right.
Like, there's no arena that you fall into where people are not feeling some level of body negative, you know, negative energy. And I want to be a part of a movement. That's why we started Body Empowerment. That's why I've partnered with people like you, Josh, other people. There's no reason why we can't celebrate ourselves for being the sexy people that we are.
Definitely. Like, seriously, pick up on yourself, you know? Like, that's, I try to do it every day. I have to. I don't care if you have to talk to yourself in the mirror. What was that movie? You are beautiful. You are kind. You are smart.
Yes.
Whatever you got to say to get yourself pepped up, to do whatever you got to do for the rest of the day, do it. Do it. You can't get wrapped up in this world and let anything get you down. Try to stay positive. Keep yourself occupied. Be productive. Get out there and do.
You got me excitedly motivated to do something positive when I get up in the morning. So, Ms. Nikki, we have something that we have to do before we close the show, and I appreciate you for riding with me for as long as we did, because I told you 10:30. We went to 10:40, but I think what we wanted to accomplish.
I love it.
Like, I think we really accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, and that's give you a platform to tell people how important body positivity and working out is. I hope they enjoyed you as much as I did, because I really enjoyed this interview.
Thank you.
But before we go, there's something that we have to do, and this is something that I made a point of closing out every show that I do with, and it's called the Word of the Day. And so what I always ask my guests to do is, before they leave the show, give our listening audience a positive message to take with them tonight to get up with in the morning.
Word of the day for me would be, I'm going to go with energy. I'm going to go with energy. And you can put on the same wavelength as frequency. I just would like to let everybody know, just pay attention to who is around you. Pay attention to what people are talking about. If the conversations seriously aren't where you want them to be business-wise, something positive, exercise, growth, anything like that, if it's something negative, gossip, all of that, you need to exit stage left and find others that are on the same wavelength and frequency as you, on the same energy. Your energy needs to be on a budget, okay? Mm. You can't give you to everybody. You have to know that your energy is special. Everybody can't touch this. So I'm gonna leave
wow.
it at that.
Was that, listen, was that message for me today? Like, I feel like you just slapped me dead smack in the damn face. I'm like, did she know what I went through this past week?
It's for me, too.
I think I needed that more than I'm not going to speak for my listeners. But I know I needed that message. That message was right on time for me. And I thank you.
Well, I'm glad.
So
you're welcome.
I will see you at Cooler Fest. I definitely hope that if you have nothing going on Memorial Day, we'll be down in Boca. The flyer is out. I definitely would love to have you and your group of people in the building if y'all are available on Memorial Day. Just reach out to me, let me know. I'll definitely keep some spots to the side open
gotcha.
For you because you're definitely worth being in the company and the atmosphere. So,
thank you. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank
you for showing. All right. So I'm going to get you out of here. I'm going to end with I'm going to end with my close of the day. And it's simple, guys. Mine is embrace your fears.
Ooh.
And the reason why I'm going with brace your fears is because life is going to throw you every curveball, every shaded moment, every jaded situation. People are going to talk down on your name. You're going to have fears from presentation, public speaking, fears from going outside, fears from going to take out the trash, fears from past hurts, fears from bad relationships, fears from childbirth, fears from you can't accomplish this, fears from being old, fears from being young, fears from being black, fears from being a man, fears from being a woman, fears from being non-binary, fears from being fearful, fears from being worried, fears, but embrace them. Take those fears and hug the shit out of them, and then get up and go accomplish the very thing that fear told you couldn't accomplish. And then when you get done with it, go stand next to fear. Go stand next to fear and tell fear, but I accomplished it anyway. I love y'all. I'll holla.
One day, I'm gonna understand. One day, I'm gonna understand. Zion. the silence held. I touched my belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Bold as crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead, I chose to move my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Nothing more than to wait a dying door. I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. Life for you, my friend, that's just